That's what I feel like, the lady up there with the balls.
Yeah.
But I have to do it. You know, somebody's going to do it. Unfortunately, I guess I have to do it.
I guess it's your turn.
Well, you were very nice, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If my talking can help in any way, I'll keep talking.
You see me?
So they just keep going. I gotta head,
so,
my
name's Shell.
Your
we
name
haven't
is?
Really met. What?
What's your name?
Shell.
Shell, I'm Russ. Nice to meet you. Let me give you a card, too.
I'm just a POW 420.
I have interviewed some of the POW 420 people, some different groups.
Right. So, well, Adela Falk and Dana, well, she started it. And so there was nobody on the East Coast. And so last year I was sitting here on the East Coast going, shit, there's nobody on the East Coast at all. And we don't have enough East Coast, like all these places. We didn't have Delaware. We didn't have all these North Coast, East Coast was not on here. And I started going to New Hampshire. Went to New Hampshire, then I went up to Harry Brown's, and then I went to New York Hemp Fest, and then I just came down to D.C. and just been all over, just trying to get these people to know that there's still people in jail.
Tell our listeners how they can help you out if they want to help.
Just go on POW420.com and join us. And if you know anybody in jail, the biggest thing is the prison system is a closed system. They keep everybody hidden. They don't want you to know what's going on. And you can get arrested and your name goes in the paper the day you get arrested. But after that, when you go to court, you're hidden. We can't write you a letter unless we know your number. And the only way to know your number is for you to give it to us. So anybody, know anybody in jail, get the word into every single prison to get their names out, get their petitions out, let people know they're in there, because my representative from my state says we don't have any pot prisoners, even though I know we have a lifer. And he'll say we don't have anybody in jail for cannabis, and I know for a fact that I could look up 12 people right now and tell you what prison they're in, but I still can't get to them because guess what? I don't have their number. I am not their personal family member. Their privacy would be violated if I had that, if they didn't provide me that information. Wasn't their privacy violated when you busted down their door and put their name in the paper the very first day? And now they're hidden from me. So it's hard to find them. That we only have 70 lifers on our list is only because we haven't found them. We're finding them every day. People who have been in jail for 20 years. People who have been in jail for decades. And we need help finding them. And we need help getting them released. Because not only is it wrong, it's costing you lots of money. In the northeastern states, it's over $50,000 a year to keep somebody in jail. And we're keeping all these pot prisoners in jail, but we can't educate our kids. Just go POW 420 and send some love.
Thank you.